I have some phones we want to get to. Let's go to Gilbert first. Gilbert says he's a colleague of yours and he wants to come on the air. Gilbert, hi. You're on Ground Zero, John DiNardo.
Good evening.
Hi. Go ahead.
Hi, Gilbert.
Hello. Hello, John. And how is things going for your show?
Going really well. Things are going well tonight. What do you have to say to John?
Well, there are different interpretations of the orbital path. The one that John just described was one as a cometary type.
Mm-hmm.
There's some that are coplanar, and then the one that I take as a different approach is that the orbit is actually 90 degrees to the ecliptic plane, and most of the orbital time is spent on the southern side of the ecliptic plane. So it comes up from underneath the ecliptic plane, pierces through the ecliptic plane between Jupiter and the main asteroid belt, about halfway, and then arcs up over the sun and pierces back down through, and then continues back down into deep space.
Well, anything that is, from what I've read, anything that is within 4 million miles, more than 4 million, over 4 million miles, is considered a potentially hazardous celestial body. So anything that gets near to us within our solar system will most definitely have an effect on all of the planets, including our Earth. So even if it doesn't hit, we will be experiencing all kinds of craziness, even if it comes, within 4 million miles, which I think would be, a close shave cosmically.
That's correct. But what will happen, again, I'd be presuming the 90-degree model. What will happen is you've got an iron ball the size of Jupiter, probably about Jupiter's mass. So that's 300 times Earth mass and over 1,000 times Earth size volumetrically. But it's going to have an awful lot of iron in it.
Mm-hmm.
You can check that out via the abundance ratios of the elements of the universe. And because it has so much iron, it has so much mass, it's going to throw one hell of a massive magnetic sphere around itself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Just like the Earth does, but so much bigger. It's going to go out, way out there. And it's turning at its angle of rotation, even at 90, would be cutting across, cross purposes,
mm-hmm.
to the rotation of the magnetic influence of the sun. So when you add up the magnetic influence of Wormwood, Planet X, Nibiru, plus the sun, plus the Earth, it's a formula for disaster, because it's like they're all locking swords.
Mm-hmm.
And magnetically, that's, that cannot end well. Then you have the gravitational effects and all these discharges and all this garbage that it collects, because it collects a lot of methane ice from the Oort cloud surrounding the sun. The ice junk that's part of our solar system reaches out a light year.
Uh-huh.
The sun's gravitational reach is quite long. And it collects it from the Kuiper belt, and it'll collect some junk occasionally from the asteroid belt, and just wherever its gravitational arms reach out. And it just has this ability to collect so much junk and throw it around.
So once again, we're talking about this snooker sweeper effect that I've spoken of before. And like yesterday, I said that NASA released the data on Chelyabinsk, saying that it was a chip off the old block, saying that whatever it came off of, the Chelyabinsk rock that exploded, whatever it came off of was a huge mother asteroid that had been hit so many times and pounded so many times in space that it just shook off and just hurled through space and somehow wound up over the Ural Mountains. And so, a lot of the time when they're telling us, well, look here at this thing, it's not going to hit us, what they don't tell you is the sweeper effect. They don't tell you about how these rocks and these other heavenly bodies are being pushed or being caught up in some, cosmic wind or dislodged. Yeah, it'll hit us. So they can't even keep track of that.
No, there's no way they can keep track of it. What you have is the effect is like having a saw blade that runs opposite to a normal table saw blade, and it's like it cuts up through the ecliptic plane and then cuts back down through on the other side. comes up on one side of the sun, right ascension 18,
right,
arcs over the sun and cuts back down through right ascension 6, and then again back out to space. But it's throwing all this junk around.
Yeah.
And the Bible predicts that on this next trip, one of the major events that will happen will be an incineration event, because it's going to be throwing so much methane ice, slinging so much methane ice, that it incinerates about one-third of the surface of the Earth.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, you're starting to talk about the level of disaster that this thing can bring home. It doesn't even have to touch you. It's like sitting there with, thousands of yo-yos that are swinging on the end of the string, and it can throw yo-yos at you. And these are big, huge blocks of methane ice that's just picked up from its travels, in the hemisphere skies.
Let me ask John, do we have about a minute or so? Would you comment on what he said?
I agree with much of what Gilbert says. Some of the details we disagree on, but it's only because some of this information is so difficult to really clarify.
Right.
No one even really knows, but I agree with Gilbert.
Well, fantastic. John Donato. Gilbert, thank you so much. Just a remarkable phone call to kick off this hour. I thank you for calling, and I thank you for your knowledge, and it's more to think about as we go really deep into this Planet X subject, more, I guess, deeper than I've ever gotten. I've been enlightened by some of the events that have been happening in space and the possibility of the sweeper effect that's been happening. More rocks to come, more explosions in the sky, more sounds and rumbles. So, Gilbert, thank you for the call.
We haven't seen anything yet.
All right, Gilbert, thank you for the call, and thank you for calling in. We haven't seen anything yet. John Donato, my guest. Oh, this is amazing. Some interesting times ahead. Hope you're going to buckle in. Front row seat for what is coming from space. Is it Planet X? Is it... Gosh, I don't know what it is. It's just a remarkable thought, and a frightening one at that. 888-673-3700.